You're listening to Under the Pavement on 96.9 All FM. Alternative radio for Manchester's radical and activist communities. Listen online at www.underthepavement.org. The views expressed on Under the Pavement are not necessarily those of All FM. The views expressed on All FM are not necessarily those of Under the Pavement.
And hello, good evening, and welcome to the 20th of February edition of Under the Pavement.
Yeah, thanks to Terry for the last couple of hours. The Caribbean show is back next week with 2 hours of Caribbean music from 7 till 9. And, yeah, we've got a busy show this week. Should we tell everyone what we've played first? Yeah, I guess before I tell them what's coming up in the show.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, what we're going to say. Just played a track by Anti-Flag called...
That was called You Gotta Die for the Government.
Yep.
And it was... off their Die for Your Government album.
I'm going to try and practice not talking over you. And then before then, of course, we had the Slovenian techno industrialist Liebach with In the Army Now, which is a cover version of a song that was made famous by Status Quo. Yep, and apparently the reason why they did a cover version of that was because the song was apparently very popular with, you know, sort of former Yugoslavia when it was all falling apart. Mm. It was popular with the soldiers then. They played the Status Quo version to wind himself up before they went into battle.
Mm.
There you go. And that was from their album Anthems, which is like a best of, released a year or two ago. Yep. Oh, should just mention Anti-Flag as well. We've got a gig guide coming up later in the show. I'm going to tell you what's on the show later. But I think Anti-Flag are going to be playing in Manchester on Tuesday the 9th of May.
Yeah, at the Academy too. I think tickets are £12 in advance.
Yeah.
You can get them from manchesteracademy.net.
Or you can go to the Academy and...
Yeah, you could, yeah. If you wanted to queue up. You could do that as well.
Yeah. What else? Oh, and hopefully, perhaps, we might be doing an interview with Anti-Flag near the time
hopefully.
We sort that out when they're in Manchester. And like we said, that's 9th of May, so that's a gig to look forward to. But that sort of links in because I was going to work backwards, but we won't. But there is a gig guide towards the end of the show. But what else have we got on this evening's show?
We've got some news. We've got quite a lot of news this show. And some what's-ons. Not so many what's-ons. So if you've got... a sort of campaigning event or meeting or whatever that you think we might not have in the What's On guide, you can give us a call and we'll give it a mention on the studio number, which is 248-6767. So we'll have the What's On's about 10:30, I think, and the news at 10. And in the first hour of the show, we've got a guest coming in the studio to talk about an exhibition that's happening at the Basement this week, the No M66 exhibition. It's a... sort of mark the 10th anniversary of the eviction of an anti-road camp in East Manchester.
Yep, and like we said, probably about, what was it, towards the end of the show, just after the What's Ons, we'll have the gig guide, and that'll be some gigs that happen in Manchester over the next couple of weeks, but also we'll be looking ahead to some bands that we play on the show who are playing in Manchester, so you can think ahead. And one of the sort of people that we play quite a bit on the show is Attila the Stockbroker. And we also play quite a bit of David Rovics.
We do.
And both Attila the Stockbroker and David Rovics are going to be playing two dates in Manchester, I think. Well, one is just down the road in Burnage at the Rugby Club.
It's the Burnage Rugby Club, yeah. It's part of the Stockport Strummer Fest weekend.
Yeah. I've not heard much about that. Do you know anything else about that?
No.
It's meant to be a punk festival taking place in at a rugby club, which sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And we'll try and get you more information on that near the time. But also, there's plans for a listener to the show, Veg, puts on gigs, and hopefully he's going to put on a gig in Manchester on Thursday the 8th of June, but that's the venue to be confirmed. It's either going to be Manchester or Salford or somewhere central. And also on the bill, which gets us back to the music we're going to play, and it sort of links in with the guest, is also on the bill is a singer-songwriter called Tracy Curtis, who used to be in a band called Shelley's Children. And the track we're going to play is called No We're Left to Play, and it's taken from a CD that she did. And the idea was that because there was going to be a bypass built, then she went to the studio to record a song in the hope that it would get some sort of airplay and sort of the like and get the issue discussed. And then she ended up playing, you know, putting a whole CD together. And then she did an album on... not Irregular Records, but an offshoot of that with Rob Johnson on his label.
Oh. Yeah. So it's a shame Rob Johnson never comes up north, isn't it?
Well, he did play in Bolton a while back,
yeah.
But we'll have to try and nab him. And I think he played somewhere in Merseyside as well. But, oops, anyway, we shall play sort of Tracy Curtis, and this track is called No We're Left to Play.
Dear Mr. Bush, will you help us? I've heard that you're a very good man. people are poor and I'm frightened of war and I know you...
It's not that track that we meant to play, but we're just going to get the CD out of the machine and check which one it was, because we didn't look first, and the track listing's on the CD, and we haven't got the case for it. Yeah. So
I was going to say, no, there isn't a case for it. It's because it's like a demo. It's called the Bypass Demo, which is like a bit of a play on words, because it's a demo CD, and also it's about protesting against the bypass. Anyway, just to say a bit of blurb, it says that... I'll just read a bit from the press release while we're there to do this. Having previously been part of pop punk band The Shelley's Children, Tracy's solo career was launched almost by accident when she was encouraged by her children to write a protest song against a planned bypass that would ruin their local riverside dens and rope swings. So she went into the studios to record Noble Left to Play and just planning to send it out to local radio and TV stations. And with that song recorded in 3 minutes and a whole hour's worth of studio time, but she just carried on playing and recorded all the other songs she'd written at the time. And this became the Bypass demo. And then it says, Rob Johnson heard the demo and within a few months, If the Moon Could Talk was recorded through and labelled a cooperative offshoot of Rob's Irregular Record. So this is a track, hopefully, we got the right one.
We should have the right track there, yeah.
Called Noble Left to Play, and it's by Tracy Curtis.
Our favourite place to sit and play might not be there much longer. They plan to dig it up and put a great big road there instead. I don't have all the answers, but I know what really matters. I'd rather have my children running free than sitting in a car. And we can hope they hear our pleas before they bring down all the trees. When they're complaining they can't breathe, at least we can go from A to B. And please, before you go ahead, will you look at our petition and will your people listen to me? On behalf of all the trees and cats and bats and owls, walkers and paddlers and plants and flowers, and children that play for hours and hours and hours. They say a road is what we need to take away the traffic. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. I don't have all the answers, but I know what really matters. I'd rather have my children running free than sitting in a car. And we can hope they hear our pleas before they bring down all the trees, 'cause when there's nowhere left to play, at least we will have the motorway. And please, before you go ahead, will you look at our petition and will your people listen to me? On behalf of all the trees and bats and cats and owls, walkers and paddlers and plants and flowers, and children that play for hours and hours and hours. From A to B. And please, before you go ahead, will you look at our petition and will your people listen to me? On behalf of all the trees and bats and cats and owls, walkers and paddlers and plants and flowers, and children that play for hours and hours and hours.
And hello and welcome. You are listening to Under the Pavement on OLFM 96.9, or you might be listening to the highlights online at www.underthepavement.org. We can find out all about the music that we played. And that track was from Tracy Curtis called Noble Left to Play, which is all about sort of protesting against roads being built, which links in with our guest.
Hello, my name's Pete. I was involved in the OM66 campaign, which took place about 10 years ago. And I'm on air to talk about an exhibition that's taking place in the Basement Social Centre in Manchester from Wednesday.
Yeah. So do you want to... well, shall we first of all say what the exhibition's about, and then we can maybe talk about the issues afterwards, do it that way?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
The exhibition, I mean, tomorrow, which is the 21st of February, was 10 years ago on that day, was when the first tree camp at the against the NOM 66 was evicted, so basically we're doing the exhibition at the moment to link in with the 10th anniversary of that eviction. And it's basically to highlight that's the campaign which went on 10 years ago. So a lot of people, I think, don't know about it or have forgotten about it, because it was sort of, at the time, there was lots about Newbury and other road protests in the papers, so the M66 was sort of forgotten about.
And if we put that in context to Manchester, the M66, is that the big sort of ring road that sort of goes through just south and north of whatever, we have Ashton and sort of roundabouts or not?
It was the last link in the outer relief road from Manchester, which now most people know as the M60. So it went from Heaton Park all the way around to Denton, the big roundabout at Denton.
Yeah. OK, and just to say that, it sounded like... I was going to say that it's 10 years since the end of the camp, in some ways, were you saying?
It's the end of the first camp. Yeah, I mean, it was set up in July 95 and ran till June 96.
Yeah.
And the first camp was evicted in February. So it's 10 years since that date.
Yeah. So in terms of, because that can sound quite a negative thing, so is the exhibition sort of a positive celebration, or is it just a document, or...?
It's trying to be a celebration of what happened then. I think a lot of us came away from it with very positive experiences, and I felt at some points, obviously, there's highs and lows, but definitely I'm very glad I was involved with it, and it's to show what people did then to try and stop it. And the last bit in the exhibition is a sort of what came out of it, because quite a few different campaigns of stuff came out of it, and some of them were actually quite successful. And also it's to highlight the current road building schemes that are taking place at the moment.
OK, well, if we talk a bit more about the exhibition in a minute, we'll just play a bit of music. And do you want to tell us what music you've brought along?
This is Anarchy in the UK by the Ukrainians.
Що прагну я анархія. Oh,
orchidea. Anarchia.
That was the Ukrainians with Anarchy in the UK on Under the Pavement on LFM 96.9. And that was the choice of our guest, Pete, who's involved in the NOEM 66 exhibition, which is happening at the Basement on Lever Street. It's starting on Thursday night and is running till the 19th of March. So the exhibition's to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the eviction of the first camp at the protest. So what were the camps like? Tell us about what went on.
Well, the first camp was set up in July 95. And while that was the eviction, this is to celebrate the eviction of the first tree camp, that wasn't actually the first camp on site. I mean, originally, the first camp was set up by, because there was quite a big local campaign against it, and they set up a camp on the edge, the Medlock Valley, basically at Daisy Nook, and they set up a camp there on the side of the valley, and that was there all summer until December, actually, and there was quite a lot of people there. I mean, it was quite, there's sort of a two sides to it, because during the week, a lot of time, there was the people who lived there all the time, and then at the weekends, lots of locals came down, so it was quite a family atmosphere there at the weekends, and you could have got up to 30 or 40 people down there at the weekends. And then of course, as time went on and getting into autumn, it changed, and we partially moved sites up to where there were trees, just because come September, the winds were too strong, and it was all the benders and tents were just getting blown down. So we eventually moved up to a bit of woodland that was just behind that, and we set up some tree houses there.
And that was the third camp that this is sort of celebrating.
Well, that was the second camp.
Oh, that was the second one, sorry.
We set up in the valley first, and then then we squatted out. It gets a bit complicated, because while there was lots of camps, there weren't necessarily lots of evictions, because there was problems with numbers up and down. We set up in the valley, and then we squatted a house on Lum Lane, which was up from the valley, and we were there for about a month or two, but eventually that was... that was left due to problems with manning it and problems with people involved at the time. But at the same time we squatted the house, we squatted at the site where there was trees, which is just opposite the house. So that was the main site that the exhibition celebrates, mainly that site, because that's the site we've got most information about and most pictures and stuff of. But we were on that site from September till February.
So tell us about life on the site then. I know you've got some interesting stories.
it has its ups and downs. I mean, there was quite... numbers were up and down all the time. There wasn't a great deal of people on the site, because at the same time the anti-Newbury campaigns were on down south, and that was a big national focus of all the anti-roads movements. So there weren't that many people on our site, and a lot of people used to come up and go, "Oh, your trees, they're only 40 foot high. I'm not going to live there." But it was... lots of people did come there, and lots of people who lived in the local area or lived in Oldham and Ashton and nearby got involved. And, I mean, yeah, I had a good time. At times you thought it wasn't stories. I mean, where do you start? There was...
What's the best memory of it for you?
I mean, that would probably have to be at the eviction, and whether or not this story is full true to life is hard to tell, but it certainly cheered everyone up at the time. I mean, basically on Tuesday the 21st they came in early in the morning, lots of police officers and bailiffs are people employed by the undersheriff to come and evict people from trees, and they're the people who actually take you out. The police officers are there to support their operation, so they came in, and it was going on from about 6:30 in the morning. And towards the end of the day, there was a big crowd of people gathered on the other side of the road. And two sort of skinheads with sort of maybe slightly right-leaning tendencies were there trying to aggravate the crowd against the people in the trees. And then eventually they found out that the people leading the operation against us was the undersheriff of Lancashire, who would have been involved with probably the evictions of tower blocks up in Hollingwood, or he's a bailiff, and they saw him just as representing bailiffs, and I think they'd lived in these tower blocks, and they got, they were like, oh, could see, they thought he represented the person that evicted them, so they went and they walked through the police lines. For some reason, the police let them through, and they punched them on the nose. And it cheered us up. I mean, where you're there, sat in a bunch of trees, being pulled out by these guys in hard hats who don't really care much about your safety, and the guy in charge of them gets hit. I mean, it was funny. Whether or not it's true, exactly true, I don't know, but it cheered us up. It was a good memory. I suppose a lot of the other memories are to do with just large, lots of local support that we had there. And there was a local couple who lived nearby who gave us lots of support. I mean, they were in their 60s and they came and camp sat and cooked for us. And yeah, I think camp sat on Christmas Day so people could go and see their families. And also memories of Kath there with a walking stick harassing digger drivers and not moving out of the way. Even when the police turned up and they didn't really know how to deal with a 60-year-old woman who doesn't want to get out of the way. Mm. But, yeah, it was good and bad memories and just random things that people gave you or happened. Like, we got donated a piano. What do you want with a piano in the middle of a small woodland in winter?
What did you do with it then?
Well, it was a very cold winter, OK? It was one of the coldest winters at the time. The piano eventually ended up in the fire. It's just, yeah... I think, and we got donated a caravan, so they're very cold over Christmas and no firewood, so the cupboard doors from the caravan ended up in the fire. But it's just, yeah, it's hard to tell. Lots of things it's 10 years ago, it's all memories just meld a bit. But,
yeah. Well, you're going to tell us more about the exhibition in a bit, but we're going to play some more music, and this is another one you've chosen. Do you want to introduce it?
This is Leon Rosselson with Gonna Build a Motorway.
They're going to build a motorway through my back garden. No one can explain how I came to be chosen. They're going to build a motorway, they're ripping up the trees. Soon the lorries will be lurching through me cabbages and peas. Word came from the council, it was all about a plan, which I didn't understand, but it sounded very grand. They spoke of urban redevelopment and improving the environment. They said to ease the traffic flow, a bit of my backyard would have to go. Well, I don't know. I suppose that those who started it must know best. And I wouldn't want my vegetable patch to hold up progress. They're going to build a motorway through my back garden. And no one could explain how I came to be chosen. They're going to build a motorway, they're ripping up the trees. Soon the lorries will be lurching through me cabbages and peas. My brother lives in Lilac Grove, it's just across the street. I've not seen him for weeks. We always used to meet and have a pint or two at the old Dun Cow. It's just a heap of rubble now. The pool shop's disappeared and so's the barber's where we always used to go. And I don't know. These noisy great machines are working non-stop. And funny things are growing. And it looks as though the bomb's dropped. The bulldozers are closing in on my back garden. No one can explain how I came to be chosen. The bulldozers are closing in, they've ripped up all the trees. Soon the lorries will be zooming through me cabbages and peas. I don't go out much anymore, can't find my way around. The wind nearly knocks me down. There's tunnels underground, and just to get about from place to place is like a bleeding steeplechase. Day and night the traffic flows, it's best to plug your ears and hold your nose. But I suppose I'm better off than some. Don't think I'm just sour. And I'm grateful for the grandstand view I'm getting off the rush hour. They've built an 8-lane motorway through my back garden. No one can explain how I came to be chosen. They've built an 8-lane motorway, they've ripped up all the trees. Now lorries zoom where once I grew me cabbages and peas.
And welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9 and www.underthepavement.org with our guest Pete, who's talking about an M- an exhibition about the M66 sort of protests. And that track was, just to say, was by Leon Russellson, who's They're Going to Build a Motorway. And that song was about someone building the motorway through your back garden, which I'm sure you'd get a bit annoyed about. But what was the issue? Why do people sort of get upset when, say, bits of Daisy Nut get taken over to build a motorway?
I know, I mean, a lot of the locals around there, Daisy Nook's at Country Park, and it is, so it's part of the Medlock Valley, and it's a big green space that runs quite from sort of Ashton and Oldham in towards the centre of Manchester, and sort of, and by building the motorway, they sort of cut that in two, and there was lots of wildlife and things there, and obviously destroying that, and it did go through a large bit of what was green belt in Manchester. Mm. Not that there is very much around there, and also I mean there's the issues of air pollution, especially now with climate change and global warming. I mean, building a giant motorway isn't going to help with all the car use and air pollution. I know a lot of the locals who still live there is air pollution and noise pollution, and it's just increasing car use. And around the time of the protests was when the Royal Commission came out with a report saying that basically you can't build yourself out of transport chaos, and air pollution is a major factor, and we need to do something to decrease air pollution, and cars and motorways cause a lot of that. I suppose that's, and yeah, I mean, some people were protesting not because of that road itself, but the whole government road scheme, which at the time were hundreds and hundreds of roads, and not long after that campaign, and they cancelled a lot of those roads. I mean, not because just of that campaign, but of all the road campaigns that were going on at that time, that they cut a lot of those schemes. So obviously the camps did have an effect, and all the camps that took place did have an effect.
Yeah, and I think nowadays, sort of 10 years on, you know, I think it was always a bit of an issue, but now especially it's an issue whereby, you know, people are more aware of the issues, more aware of, you know, issues around transport and, you know, especially private transport and the impact on the environment. And, you know, although I think probably sometimes when you're sat freezing in the middle of December thinking, was this a good idea? I think nowadays there's probably there is an impact now. It is definitely on the agenda, and transport is, you know, a major issue.
You'd like to think so, but even then, I mean, a couple of years ago, the government brought back lots of these schemes that were cancelled, were brought back either by central government, and a lot of them were brought back by local government. And that there are lots of road schemes they've got on the agenda now that they want to build. I mean, some of them not for years, but some in the next 10 years they want to build quite a lot. And there still are road campaigns going on and road camps. There's at least two road camps at the moment, one in Scotland in Edinburgh, Bilston Glen, and the other in Southend. And they've been, because this road at Southend, I think originally they said it would cost £3 million, and now they're saying it's going to cost upwards of £23 million. They're still trying to build themselves out of traffic congestion to a certain extent.
Mm. Yeah. So just if people are interested in the issues around sort of road building, then is that something that's covered within the exhibition that we're talking about, which is taking place at the basement from, is it from this opening night this Thursday, is it?
Yeah, it opens this Thursday at 7 p.m. And, if you were vaguely involved with the road campaign, or if you just want to find out more about what happened, feel free to come down. And it goes on till, I think it's Sunday, the 19th of March. Mm. I mean, a lot of what the exhibition about is the campaign itself. I mean, it does go up. There's an introduction to the sort of anti-road camps at the time and where this road camp came from and what happened directly before it. And then there's quite a lot about the camp itself and the evictions. And then there's not that much on the issues of why people were against the roads. It's more about the camp and what happened at the camp, and then what people went on to afterwards. And then there is some information about the road schemes that are getting planned now. Because there are some quite local to here, because there's the Mottram Tintwistle bypass, which they're planning to build, which has got quite a strong local campaign against that. And I think it's just called Save Swallows Wood, is one of the campaigns there, and they're doing quite a lot to try and stop that, and I think that may be coming to public inquiry sometime this year, depending on what happens.
Yep, okay. Well, the thing on at the basement, just the times, is it on what day?
The basement is open Tuesday till Saturday. Is it
12 till 6.
12 till 6. Yeah, well, that's when it's on. It's on till the 19th of March. So hopefully people can come and visit.
Yeah, we'll look at with the details about that. But shall we play another bit of music? And this is someone who we've played. This was someone who was quite new to us, but it's someone who we've played, I think, on the last two or three shows. So shall I let you do the introductions for this one?
This is Pete Dale, I think, and it's the track's called
Saint Bob.
And it's not about you, Bob, even though you were involved with the campaign, but not about Bob from Oldham. But it's called Saint Bob.
Geldof is a rich man who helps the poor sometimes. Mr. Geldof is a rich man who helps the poor sometimes. Oh, but Bob, when you're pals with Tony, well, you ain't no friend of mine. 'Cause your concert gives the leaders a platitude, not a test. Yes, your concert gives the leaders a platitude, not a test. And you help the G8 leaders say, hey, look, we tried our best. Yes, I saw your rock stars preaching to make poverty history. Oh, yes, they did. Yeah, I saw your rock stars preaching to make poverty history. But they forgot to mention that it's caused by G8 policies. And now, Bob, you've started slagging those whose action is direct. Yes, Bob, you have started slagging those whose action is direct. So now you kick us like the police and G8 leaders you protect. Yes, I also heard you slating those who see you cynically. Didn't hear you say one word about Tony, George or BAE. Now they're calling you my leader on the good old BBC. Yes, they're calling you my leader on the fuck off BBC. Accept no leaders, and least of all Bob G.
And that was Pete Dale and the Beta Males with, let's see, Saint Bob? ! From his album Betrayed by Folk, and that's on the Fortuna Pop label. And I don't think it's not actually out yet. It's out in a few weeks.
We bring you new music first and all that.
Yeah,
and that was a choice of Pete, who's been talking to us tonight about the No M66 exhibition at the basement. Thanks for coming in. Do you just want to recap when and where people can come to the exhibition?
Well, the exhibition opens this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the basement. It runs until March the 19th, and the basement is at 24 Lever Street, just off Piccadilly Gardens in the centre of Manchester. And I think it's open Tuesday to Saturday from about 12 till 6.
Cool. And you've brought another piece of music with you as well. Do you want to introduce your last choice before you go?
Yeah, this is Rory McLeod with No More Blood for Oil.
When you begin to feel like a landlord in a slum, a white man in Harlem, a US Marine in Saigon, when you are hated more and more,
for causing these pains by your legless soldiers in wheelchairs with your guns in their hands. No more blood for all, no more killing for those oil corporation outlaws. It's you, not us, we're not disturbing the peace, but we are disturbing the war. No more blood for all, no more killing for those rich corporation outlaws. It's you, not us, we're not disturbing the peace, but we are disturbing the war. You're committed to intervene anywhere, travel like hooligan tourists. Your economic aid is a Trojan horse, your handshakes are becoming fists. You've heard of the alienation tango, the waltz and the twist, but your dance is a dance without a partner, and it's called a self-hypnosis. No more blood for all, no more killing for those oil corporation and laws. It's you, not us, we're not disturbing the peace, but we are disturbing the war. Your children play cowboys and Hollywood Indians, television cops and outlaws, while in the Middle East, far away from your living rooms, children are dying in real wars, bleeding real blood. Look at them burn, look at them burn, napalm burns fast, they're burning faces, frightened and scarred, are not kids' Halloween masks. This is not television, war is not our decision, and we accept no command. Someone with a gun has stolen our homes, someone with a tank is taking our land. No more blood for all, no more killing for those oil corporation outlaws. It's you, not us, we're not disturbing the peace, but we are disturbing the war. La 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 la. Where we who make the rifles are working women and men. We who make the rifles are always at the wrong end of them. Yes, you who give the commands to shoot to 12,000 miles behind the wire, sitting in your armchairs far away from the screams, the blood and the guts and the gunfire, giving the orders and answering those who refuse to shoot because they cannot and because you suspect a mutinous plot. You are screaming, those soldiers who refuse to shoot will be shot. Those who refuse to shoot them and refuse to shoot will be shot. Those who refuse to shoot them and refuse to shoot, those who refuse to shoot will be shot by friendly fire. Bullets singing like a choir, friendly fire. A peace has gone haywire with friendly fire. An enemy is not required, an unfriendly fire with no umpire. All is fair in love and war, but love is not required. All is fair in love and war, but love is not required. You've heard of the alienation tango, the waltz and the twist, but your dance is a dance without a partner, and it's called a self-hypnosis. No more blood for all, no more killing for those oil corporation outlaws. It's you, not us, we're not disturbing the peace, but we are disturbing the war. No more blood for all, no more killing for those rich corporation outlaws. It's you, not us, we're not disturbing the peace, but we are disturbing the war.
One of the joys of being homeless, you get to meet lots and lots and lots of strange and wonderful people. The stranger they are, the more wonderful they are, I found. I met a man who laughed at everything that wasn't funny. I met another who cried forever because he was happy. I met this woman who said, climb into my body and come with me to the ancestors' tree.
If I stand still forever, do I own the ground? Do I become homeless if I move around? Who invented the right to buy a piece of land or a piece of sky?
My name. My name is Earthquake, Fire and Thunder. I bring the love of one.
When I'm a nomad, I'm persecuted for all your fears of your wealth being looted. But I'm here today and I'm gone tomorrow, cause I can't stand your pain, your misery, your sorrow.
My name is Global Warming, Plague and Toxic Blood.
My name is every pestilence, plus famine, war, and flood. My coming and my being were expected by one and all. My passing through this uni-world will make all evil fall. My lyric is my conscience, my beating heart my drum. My mother Earth is dying, and I am my mother's son.
The necessary paranoia, better get insured by yourself a lawyer. Protect all the crap you accumulate. Keep up the interest while you wait for progress to deliver you the world on a plate. TV meals on wheels, an arranged blind date. And you all need a preacher to teach you how to pray. Cause you missed the connection as the wind blew away. All the leaves on the trees, the blossom and the flowers. You can't find God in your ivory towers. I'll never trust a book with your words on the pages while you cut down trees and keep love in cages.
I met a man who could measure words to the nth degree. He taught me heresy and I would pray and I would give it all away. And then he asked me to pay for his father's crimes. So I said,
hello and welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9, and that was a track by a band called And the Shades and Us. That was something that was sent to us in the post this week, and the track was called The Word, and it's from a CD. I'm not sure when it's out, but it's from the album title is called The World Before Tomorrow. And if you visit the website www.underthepavement.org, we'll post a link for more information on the playlist bit of the site. And before then, of course, we had Rory McLeod. I can't pronounce his name. Morgan McLeod. McLeod. I'm looking for help.
I don't know. McLeod?
There we go.
Maybe?
McLeod. McLeod.
Yeah, I think that's McLeod, is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go for McLeod.
We'll go for McLeod.
With No More Blood for Royal, so quite topical. And that was on from his Brave Faces album. Yep, and we should really say what we've got coming up for the rest of the show. Just to say thank you for Pete for coming in to talk about the exhibition that's taking place at the Basement, 24 Lever Street, from this Thursday.
In the next hour we'll be bringing you some news stories from Indie Media. There's quite a lot of news this this fortnight, so we'll probably, that'll probably take us from 10 till 10:30 with breaks in between, and then we've got a bit of a What's On and gig guide at 10:30.
Yep, and the What's Ons, we'll just say that we did get someone ringing up to say, could we mention an event, which we will sort of mention in there, but if anyone else has got an event they'd like us to mention, the studio number is 248-6767. And that's 248-6767, 0161 if you are outside Manchester or on a mobile. And just make sure it's something that fits in with the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't say any more. I don't know what I had in mind, but yeah.
Oh, okay, someone's then ringing. Let's play the next track.
Okay. We've been a bit folky so far. So this is an old anarchist punk band called Lack of Knowledge. The track's called We Are Looking for People, and it's from their album Grave, released on Southern.
Thank you.
And it's just past 10 o'clock on Monday the 20th of February, and it's the news from Under the Pavement in association with Indie Media at www.indiemedia.org.uk. And in this week's roundup of the news, well, this fortnight's roundup of the news, we've got the NCADC must stay, peat extraction site sabotage, Manchester University against the arms trade, Valentine's Day protests and international protests against Shell. And we're going to start with a story about the Manchester University against the arms trade.
Yeah, students at the University of Manchester have voted in favour of a corporate ethics motion in their student union demanding the university disinvestment from BAE and other arms companies. And the almost unanimous vote by more than 300 students follows a series of recent protests against the university's shares in the arms trade.
Yeah, and on several occasions during the past few months, students from the university have lain on the ground on campus wearing T-shirts covered in red spots, while others posed with toy guns, distributed flyers and held up a banner painted with the University of Manchester logo and the phrase "established to fund the arms trade." The vote obliges the student union to support a campaign demanding university divestment from the arms trade. And just said, the University of Manchester holds shares in four arms companies: BAE Systems, Rolls-Royce, GKN and the Smiths Group. And the University of Manchester is the fourth largest university investor in BAE Systems with 168,000 shares.
Nice. The National Coalition of Anti-Deportation Campaigns, NCADC, went bust on Saturday the 4th of February when all the funding for the full-time staff and running costs of all officers came to an end. And with immediate effect, they've had to announce the closure of their North East and Scotland offices on Tuesday the 28th of February. And barring a miracle, it says the closure of the North West office in Manchester will follow at the end of March and complete closure in May.
Yep, and the Community Fund had been the NCADC's main funder for the past 6 years. And together with other funders, this has enabled the National Coalition of Anti-Deportation Campaigns to provide a highly professional service to a group of people who are becoming increasingly vulnerable. The anti-deportation campaigns have been open for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year since it was founded in 1995.
And NCADC is the only non-government organisation with a mandate to oppose deportations, and many hundreds, if not thousands, of failed asylum seekers who are facing deportation now live legally in the UK because NCADC provided them with the knowledge to campaign against their deportation.
Yep, and just to say, there will be a fundraising event at the basement 24 Lever Street in Manchester on March the 10th, which will be raise money to try and keep the NCADC open, and we'll have more details of that on the next show.
Yeah, they're hoping to try and raise some money. I think they need $100,000 in total, but every little helps, I guess. I imagine there's information on the NCADC website of how you can make a donation as well, and they're encouraging people to set up standing orders if possible.
And should I mention that it's international protests against Shell have been taking place. The Stop the Shell Pipeline protests have taken place in Ireland, England, Scotland and Sweden. And this is to publicise the campaign ahead of the reopening of the Rossport Solidarity Camp. This is a protest camp supporting community-based struggle against Shell in the west of Ireland.
Yeah, on Friday there was a Rossport Solidarity demo in Liverpool. On Saturday there was a Critical Mass-style bike ride and occupation of Shell garages in Nottingham. And in North London, London Rising Tide organised a blockade of a Shell garage, which was closed for 4 hours. And all this coincides with a Rossport Solidarity Camp speaking tour of Scotland and England. Meanwhile, in Ireland, the doors to Shell's main offices in Dublin were de-locked shut, and there was also a blockade of a Statoil garage in Cork and two Solidarity meetings.
Yep, and in Rossport, Irish residents and supporters continue to obstruct the building of a dangerous gas pipeline. Last year, 5 men from Rossport were jailed for contempt of court for refusing to obey the High Order court order not to interfere with the construction of the Corrib gas pipeline. They were expected to be back at the High Court on Friday the 17th, potentially facing more time in jail. In November 2005, the Rossport Five were released after 94 days in jail.
And that links into the next piece of music that we're going to play, which is a song that was featured in in a video about the Rossport Solidarity campaign and the pipeline that Shell are trying to build there. As far as I know, this track's just called the Rossport Five. I'm afraid I don't know who it's by, so if anyone knows, and could give us a call in the studio and let us know, that would be great. But here it is. There's two versions on the CD. One's in English, one's in Irish. But we're going to play the English one because it kind of explains a bit about the campaign and more people probably be able to understand the English one.
Enterprise Oil has come calling to make landfall at Ballinaboy. It's handy for them to save millions. For us, it's a cynical ploy. There's been farming and fishing in Erris for 5,000 years now or more. Are we now to allow the free market to dirty and damage our shores? Oh, here's to the people of Erris. We've clean water, clean air and clean soil. We've known hard times and forced emigration. We'll get by without Enterprise Oil. We're here on the north coast of Mayo, forgotten for many's the year. A large blank space in the budgets of tourism, trade and marine. Now all of a sudden it's changing, but not for the good of our own. A dirty great terminal building there, they thought we'd accept lying down. We've never been bought by outsiders, and we aren't for sale to them now. We've been here in this corner for ages, and we've got things that money can't own. Our forebears marched down to Killala to fight against tyranny then. Do you think that we're now going to stand by, sell our children's future from them? Oh, here's to the people of Erris. We've clean water, clean air and clean soil. We've known hard times and forced emigration. We'll get by without Enterprise Oil. Our oil and our gas rights are ceded for a fraction of what they are worth, while the old lie on hospital trolleys and the poor are forgotten or mocked. The wealth which is ours is extracted, sold back at the full market rate. Are we still a proud sovereign nation or a sordid brown envelope state? Oh, here's to the people of Erris. We've clean water, clean air and clean soil. We've known hard times and forced emigration. We'll get by without Enterprise Oil and Royal Dutch Shell as well.
Good evening and welcome back, and you are listening to the news from Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9. For more information, check out www.underthepavement.org. And back with the news, Valentine's Day protests. Just before Valentine's Day, this was on Saturday, then for February, around 600 people took part in Reclaim Love Free, providing a counterpoint to the greeting card and gift frenzy of February the 14th. There was a party at the Eros statue in Piccadilly, London, saying Love Not Oil is the most important resource in the world.
On February the 14th itself, campaigners held a mock funeral demonstration outside the Icelandic embassy in London, and they were demonstrating against the unpronounceable Icelandic dam and the multinational aluminium invasion of the last great pristine wilderness of Europe by companies Alcoa and Alcan. And other recent actions in that campaign included a protest at the offices of Impregilo, part of the company which is building the dam.
Yep, and the Hazards campaign also held a Valentine's Day death by deregulation protest, and this was in London outside the Health and Safety Commission. And the idea behind the demonstration was to draw attention to the abolition of basic safeguards for workers.
And meanwhile, over in Belfast, where an unofficial two-week postal strike has crippled the postal service. Well over 1,000 workers marched through the streets, including both the Catholic Falls Road and Protestant Shankill. And the Wildcats strike action was in response to management bullying. The strike ended on Saturday when the Royal Mail agreed to an independent review of industrial employee relations and not to penalise workers for the strike action.
And going back a little bit, prior to Valentine's Day, on the 12th of February, campaigners from the Trident Ploughshares group held a mock wedding at Devonport Dockyard in Plymouth. They were dressed in red and pink and black, and they enacted the marriage of the people and the city of Plymouth to Britain's own weapons of mass destruction, the Trident missile system, a marriage made seemingly without the consent of many residents in the city.
And finally, for the news from Indie Media, simultaneous sabotage of peat extraction sites near Manchester. Simultaneously last month, two peat extraction sites were sabotaged in defence of wild places.
Yeah, but at Chat Moss near Manchester, a peat extraction site owned by Joseph Metcalfe Limited was sabotaged. Two excavators had their engines wrecked, locks were glued, and around 100 specialist tyres on hoppers and harrows were slashed. The operations of this company have destroyed Chat Moss and are now threatening the Wildlife Trust Nature Reserve at Astley Moss and local, I think that's Sites of Scientific, Special Scientific Interest, isn't it? SSIs.
Yeah.
SSSIs. Sites of Special Scientific Interest. Mm. Yep.
And also at Lindlow Moss near Wilmslow, a peat extraction site owned by Croggan Hill Horticulture, which is a subsidiary of E.J. Godwin of Glastonbury, was sabotaged. Four tractors and JCBs had their engines sabotaged and locks glued. Buildings were sprayed. And since being purchased by Godwin, the site's activities have increased dramatically, destroying the rich wildlife habitats of Lindlow Moss.
Yep, and that was the alternative news from Under the Pavement. And to find out more about any of those stories, visit www.indymedia.org.uk, or for Manchester-based information, just visit manchester.indymedia.org.uk. And keeping on an environment theme,
it's a tune by good old David Rovix, who can always be relied upon for a tune about something or other. We've not played him for a while, have we?
Haven't. And just to say that if you are into David Rovick's music and similar music, then keep an ear open for the gig guide, which will be happening after the Watsons, between 10:30 and 2:15. We'll have some news of some gigs coming up in Manchester and Stockport.
While we got you singing, we'll do a song about the elves. But the elves in the forests. I've never met one. Civil disobedience has many permutations. You can block the streets in front of the United Nations. You can lay down on the tracks, keep the nuke trains out of town. Or you can pour gas on the condo and you can burn it down. So here's a toast to the night. Three cheers and a grunt. That's your part. Hey! Very good. Very good. You got it. Next time we'll all get it, right? And then you can sing with this part, too. To the Earth Liberation Front. The Earth Liberation Front. You can go to Senate hearings. Wait till they call your name. My hat is off to anyone with the will to play that game. But if you want to know the truth, what warms my aching heart is to see the masked Avengers come to tear the road apart. So here's a toast to the night. Three cheers and a grunt. Hey, hey, hey. Oh! To the Earth Liberation Front. The Earth Liberation Front. Well, they'll tell you that it's violence to destroy a logging truck. These are the very people who'd kill the planet for a buck. They'll tell you to talk and be reasonable. They'll say, maybe we can talk tomorrow, but we can pull the GM crops today. So here's a toast to the night. Three cheers and a grunt. To the Earth Liberation Front. The Earth Liberation Front. Well, there are so many things of beauty in this world to see. A wild running river or an old growth redwood tree. But in such an ugly situation, so sinister and dire, There's nothing quite so lovely as a Walmart on fire. So here's a toast to the night, three cheers and a grunt. To the Earth Liberation Front, the Earth Liberation Front. Here's a toast to the night, three cheers and a grunt. To the Earth Liberation Front, the Earth Liberation Front. We'll be right back.
And welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement, and that was a bit of freshy, livelier music, a bit of punky stuff, and that was Propaganda with a track called A Speculative Fiction, and that's from the album Potemkin City Limits, which was released on Fat Records and the G7 Welcoming Committee Records last year. Yeah, and before then, of course, it was David Grovics.
Yeah, with Song for the ELF.
Yep, and just say what's coming up in the rest of the show. In about, what, 5 or so minutes, maybe a bit longer, we'll have the What's On's rounding up what's happening in Manchester and thereabouts over the next fortnight or so.
If you've got an event you want us to mention, there's just time to give us a call on 248-6767 if you think it might fit in with the show and that we might not have it already.
Yep.
Give us a call and we'll add it to the list.
I was just going to say, if you don't want to ring up and you'd rather email, then you could just send an email to radio@underthepavement.org, and if we get that in time, we will announce that event as well. So it's just another way of communicating. Multimedia.
If you're too shy
and all that,
to speak to us.
Yeah, we're not that scary, honest.
No, we're not. We've had a few callers already, they're fine.
Yes. They've lived to tell the tale. We're waffling now, this is...
Should we play the next track then?
We should do, yeah. Keeping with a punky band, this is a band called Suicide Bid, and it's an album that's been released on Household Name Records from London, and I think it's various different sort of ska and punk bands, sort of members of different punk bands getting together, like the Inner Terrestrials, and is it King Prawn? And anyway, the track we're going to play is called Turning the Blind Eye. It's from the album This Is the Generation, and the band is Suicide Bid.
My peers and observe a radical world of corporate cult. Feel nice and friendly. Getting rich, supply and demand. You know what a people ain't gonna see, ain't gonna hurt them, right? Cheap labour, healthy profit margins. You get what you deserve, everybody's happy. Why should you pay more? They're must have items. This is gonna make sure they come at the right price. You're looking good. Let's just leave it there, shall we? On the telly, their products placed in films and on billboards, decorating your streets in the colours of elfin business. There's no escape in the hard sell. Faces in a magazine look happy, why should I worry? Turning a blind eye, surely you can't fight such massive companies. Might as well shrug it off, coming up a walking commercial for workers' exploitation. Anyway, what difference can one person make? I'm just living in the real world, in a world, in a world. And hospitalised by riot police in Mexico. Commonplace child labour, forced overtime, subhuman wage payments in China. Sexual and physical abuse suffered in Vietnam. Sun-dried torture in Taiwan. Across the globe, companies exploit and insult by rewarding the day's hard labour with a pittance that doesn't even cover the basic cost of living. The list goes on. No unions, inadequate access to water and toilets. Disregard for basic health and safe. Corporations are consumer-based organizations. They will listen. You make yourself heard. These people do
And hello and welcome back to Under the Pavement on OLFM 96.9 and online at www.underthepavement.org. And the track we just played was from a band called Rifu, that's R-I-F-U, and they're a Norwegian band, and the track was called Let Them Eat Bombs, and it was from the album Bombs for Food, Mice for Freedom, released by Go-Kart Records in Germany. So a bit of an international flavour there. Mm. Before then, we had the band Suicide Bid with Turning the Blind Eye from their album This Is the Generation Limited by Household Name Records out of London, England. Yep. And now we're going to do the What's Ons for the Fortnight.
Yeah, not in date order this time, because the first thing is on the 18th of March. It's an anti-war demo in London. It's another one organised by the Stop the War Coalition. Troops home from Iraq, don't attack Iran. And just to say that if you want to book a seat on the Greater Manchester coach is going down to London, the prices are £20 solidarity if you're rich, £15 if you're earning a wage, and £10 if you're unwaged. Children and people that are seeking asylum are free, and there's going to be coaches going from Whalley Range, Chorlton, Rusholm, Cheetham Hill and Manchester University. And if you want to book a place on the coach, you can get tickets from the CND office on 273 8283, or if you'd rather book online, there's a website, manxagainsttanks.org, where you can get tickets for the coach down to London for that demo if you're interested in that.
Yep, and if you were listening earlier, you would have heard Pete, who was from the M66 campaign, talking about the M66 exhibition. And that's an exhibition to mark the 10th anniversary of the eviction of the Daisynook camp in Droylston. And it's an exhibition about anti-road campaigns in North East Manchester from 1995 to 1996. It starts, I think, the opening night is Thursday the 23rd of February, and it runs to Sunday the 19th of March. And yes, the launch event is starts at 7 p.m. and that's at the Basement 24 Lever Street in Manchester. Just say if you missed the interview, you want to listen to it again, don't forget you can by visiting www.underthepavement.org in the next couple of days, but we'll have that online, and it's where you can subscribe to the podcast and stuff. Also, on a transport theme, it's the Critical Mass Cycle Ride. Someone rang in to remind us about this. It takes place on Friday the 24th of February, that's this Friday, 6 p.m. meet up outside Central Library, and there'll be a cycle round around Central Manchester, and then it will be followed by bike films and cheap vegan food at the Basement. Okay, and I don't think you get any cheap vegan food unless you go on the cycle, do you?
No. No, you have to go on the bike ride to get the cheap vegan food on.
You can't just... Yeah.
You can't just turn up and...
Say, where's my dinner?
Yeah.
Yep. And that, so that's Critical Mass Cycle Ride, Friday the 24th of Feb and 6 p.m. meet up outside Central Library, and bring your bike or anything with wheels that's not a car. You've got an engine.
Lawnmower. Skateboards, rollerblades, bicycles, tricycles, rickshaws.
Yeah, person-powered modes of transport.
Yeah. I've got another one on a transport theme again. It's more like a news announcement than a What's On event. I meant to read it out earlier. It's about the Longsight Transport Project, and just to say what they're up to at the moment, basically. People in the area are working together to improve transport in the wider sense, not just buses, but also safety for cyclists and pedestrians. And at the moment, they're campaigning to get improvements on the 53 bus service. They say that the good news is it's now under a punctuality improvement plan, or a PIP. So hopefully that'll make it a bit more reliable and maybe show up sometimes. But the bad news is that Moss Side has been removed from the route because first the company that runs it think they can make more money by going past the university instead. And if you want to get involved in the campaign to sort out the 53 bus or campaigning on transport issues in the Longsight area generally, they've got a website which is transportlongsight.org.uk. That's transportlongsight.org.uk. And also, they've got a radio show on OLFM soon. Listen out for the new show, which is called On The Move, and it's all about local transport issues, and it starts on OLFM early in March. So keep listening for details of that on our show and generally on the station, or you can visit the website transportlongsight.org.uk to find out more.
Okay, and we'll play a bit of transport-related music, especially for all those people who like travelling by trains and like spotting trains. This is the Mighty Eastfield with a track called God's Plastic Railway, taken from their Express Train to Doomsville LP.
Was Eastfield with God's Plastic Railways on Under the Pavement on RFM 96.9, and it's now time for the gig guide.
Yeah, this has rounded up a few gigs from Manchester and a bit wider afield, so we'll kick off with this fortnight's gigs, and on Tuesday the 21st of February, which is tomorrow, AIDS Wolf, Sword Drawings, Sparkles and Dr. Moth playing, and this is a gig at 33 Anson Road, Victoria Park. And I like this because on the email I got, it said it's on the 50 bus route between the Grampant Lion and Venus Foods. I like it when they give directions like that.
Concise.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just like when you sat on the 50 bus and was at the Grampant Lion, yeah, and that's Venus Foods, Bert Gaffner. And then go and look for 33 Anson Road, where there's four bands playing, AIDS Wolf, Sword Drawing, Sparkles and Dr. Mop. That's £4 and it's a 7 p.m. start. That's tomorrow, Tuesday. Looking a bit wider afield now, we do play them a lot and they're not playing in Manchester, so it's time to mention Chumba Wamba. They're doing a tour to promote their new album called A Sing Song and a Scrap, and they're playing a few gigs here, there and everywhere, but I think the nearest they're playing in Manchester was Buxton this evening.
Which you've missed.
Yep. Or they're playing Crewe tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 24th at the Limelight Club, and then on Thursday the 23rd over in West Yorkshire at Hebden Bridge Trades Club, they're playing a gig. So that's, and I think that's the most local gig dates they're playing, isn't it?
Yeah, they're playing Kendal as well, but that's pretty far, isn't it?
That's
playing Kendal on
Lake District,
in between Crewe and Hebden Bridge.
Yeah. And that's the current tour, as we said, to promote the new album. On Saturday the 25th of February, again at 33 Anson Road, Victoria Park, but this time I won't tell you to get the 50 bus route and get off between the Grampant Lion and Venus
Foods. Just walk.
It's Leopard Leg, Sunny Tufts and more to be announced. And that's at 33 Anson Road. I think that's just a house gig, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, someone's house, they're opening the doors up.
Brave.
And on Sunday the 26th of February, the Unseen are supporting Sick of It All, and that's at Manchester Music Box. And then on Tuesday, the 28th of February, it's a gig just down the road at the Klondike Club, which is Burnage Grange off Albert Road in Levenshulme. And it's Sunburn, Hand of the Man, Hush, Arbours and the Stuckometer and Surfs. I think I might have got that mixed up. It's £6 and £5 concessions and bands starting at approximately 8 o'clock. And I believe that's... Is that a Help Yourself Manchester gig? I think it is.
Sounds like it with those bands, yeah.
Yep. And if you like those sort of bands, then don't forget to tune in to the Northern Wild, which is every alternate Monday between 9 and 11 on All Home 96.9.
Mm. OK. I heard the Trumpet Madness last week as well.
A trumpet and laptop, was it?
Yeah, do you remember we were talking about that? Yeah. And Miss Ginny was laughing her ass off about it. Yeah, it was interesting.
Was it good?
It was all right. It was different.
OK. Looking ahead now to some future gigs, we sort of mentioned these a little bit already. Against Me are playing Thursday the 16th of March at Academy Free, and we're hoping to get an interview with them. Discharge are playing Wednesday the 29th of March at Academy Free. Antiflag, who we played earlier on in the show, are playing Tuesday the 9th of May, that's at the Academy 2. And then on the 27th of May, a further stockbroker, David Rovics and Tracy Curtis, are playing at Burnage Rugby Club Strummerfest, and that's a punk festival. And did I say that Saturday the 27th of May? And then a few weeks later, on Thursday the 8th of June, there should be a gig in Manchester or Salford. The venue's to be announced, but we will announce it nearer the time. So that's the gigs, I think. And there was something else. Oh, I was going to say... Oh, you know how we played Pete Dale a bit earlier on? We were talking about maybe getting an interview with him as well at some point.
Oh, okay.
So we'll go back to Sunday the 26th, The Unseen, supporting Sick of It All, and there's a track from The Unseen called Weapons of Mass Deception.
Yes! armies on the land to protect the state of cowards from the Ruskies, from the dollar. One's investment, one's their enemy. These people, why can't they love human feelings?
America, you have given us everything, and that everything is gone. It's lost. It was stolen. America, I saw the greatest minds of my generation, crazed by the drug of fame, jumping money monkeys on TV for a quick fix notoriety and a kiss from Oprah, fucked by your obscurity and smothered by your total information awareness network. Pornographic disinformation. America, I have seen the worst people praised and crowned kings. Idiots selling us their enslaved lives. Stupidity philosophy. These are your expert advisors with too much time and money and information, not really knowing what to do with it. America, you've made us corporatized cartoons. Non-America is laughing at us, not with us. Un-America is after us. America, you taught me great things. Unbelievable codes we all lived by. Now you bless your people with fear, but I'm not afraid. America, I pledge my allegiance to truth and liberty, not the bullshit lies. Fuck you. Fuck your freedom. America, it's your holy war. Who do you think believes that shit? A nation under God? God who? Fuck you. Fuck your freedom. America, if I was free, I wouldn't need you to tell me. America, if you were free, you wouldn't need to tell us. Over and over and over and over. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. America, fuck you. Fuck your freedom.
How do you start something? You start it. How do you start something? You start it. How do you introduce something? You start it. Little hands reading at the store. It has started already. Really, really begun already, for sure. How do you start something? Rip something off. Cover your friend's song. It's a cover. Or this song is a cover. This is a cover. This is a cover.
And that was our slightly spoken wordish. What's the word I'm looking for? Experimental bit of the show. That was Bar from a CD called Beyond Reinforced Jewel Case, and the track was called A Cover. And before then, we had the United Satanic Apache Front. With what was the CD title called? Is it released on Pax Records out of San Francisco or something?
The CD recording is Voices in the Wilderness, Dissenting Soundscapes and Songs of GW's America.
Yep, and just to say before then, we had the bit of punky stuff. We had Conflict with Mighty and Superior from the Must Be Another Way, which is a collection of singles on More to Hate Records. Before then, we had the American band Anti-Flag with Red, White and Brainwashed from... Was the album called something like...
die for your government.
Yep. Okay, and just to remind you that they are playing in Manchester in May, and before then, another band who are playing a bit sooner, Unseen with Weapons of Mass Destruction from their album, and they're playing in Manchester this weekend. I think it's Sunday at, was it Rockwood or something? What's the place called next door?
The Music Box?
I'm going to look at my notes now.
Yeah, we should check some people to the wrong gig.
Sunday the 26th of February at the Manchester Music Box. Yep. So should we say what's going to be happening next week? We won't be here, but it's the Northern Wire.
Yeah, don't know what they've got planned, to be honest. But no. They will be back, possibly with Trumpet and Laptop Madness and a bit of experimental charity shop finds and who knows what.
Yeah, I was having a look at the blog site and I think they had on this list something like something from the Coronation Street cast. Well, it was quite good. So if you want to visit the website, it's thenorthernwire.blogspot.com, where they post up the playlists and pictures of album covers and the like. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think they had some live music last time, didn't you, in the studio. But check out the website, whatever I just said, thenorthernwire.blogspot.com. I think there's a link from our website, www.underthepavement.org.
Yep, so they're on next week, and we're back in a fortnight. Yep. Miss Ginny is on next with some goth industrial and EBM till 1 o'clock, and then it's Dave Spears and the Rocket Crew with classic rock.
Yeah, that's from 1 till 3 in the morning.
Mm.
Yep. I'm sure there's a rock song called that, isn't there? To like through the night, to go up all night.
Probably.
Yeah, up till 3 at night, because it's a radio show. Maybe not.
Anyway, that's what's on All FM this evening.
OK. Is this going to be almost our last song?
We might have time to squeeze in another quick one if we've got any more ones that are a minute and 10 seconds long, unless we exhausted the collection just then.
No, well, this one's slightly longer. This is from a singer-songwriter called Aidan Jolly, who I think is Manchester-based, perhaps based up in Ashton-under-Lyne. He's put out an album called System Fault. I think it's on his own label. And the track we're going to play is called Dennis the Menace.
Dennis is a menace in his old jack boots that he got from the army stores. They were ex-East German because he wanted to be learning how to kick down front doors. Harry is a lad just like his dad. On his forehead there's a big tattoo. He goes down the den and he loves his mum, and he goes down the bull for a pint or two. Jay is a skinhead in the BNP. That's where he gets his big ideas. He reads all the crap in their magazines and he puts it between his ears, cos he's as British as the flag, as the Daily Rag, as the BBC in black and white. As British as fair play, and as anything you say will be taken down, read him his rights. They're a bit of a joke to ordinary folk who reckon they might do some good, who say there's too many of them out on our streets taking over our neighbourhood. And I don't like the smell of their funny food, and one of them went off with me wife. And they don't dress proper and they don't talk right. And what about a British way of life, which is as British as cricket and the old Queen tea, as British as sucking up to royalty, as British as bullshit in this white and pleasant land. It's the only language they understand. But I wouldn't laugh too long and I wouldn't laugh too loud, cos the other night they went and got themselves a crowd of mates like them, and they hit the ride in Ahmed's cab and they beat him till he died. And it just isn't funny and it ain't worth a life when they talk about shit like rights for whites. So if you know a Dennis or a Harry or a Jay, don't just ignore them cos they won't go away. You can talk and talk till you're blue in the face, and they still reckon they're the master race. And if you think that they've got no friends in the Isle of Dogs where the story ends, take a look around, just use your eyes. You'll soon see through their disguise. They're teaching our kids, they're on the front page, they're in the police and on parade. They're living next door, they're your best mate's mate. They're already turning love into hate. They're in your head when your mind is shut and your mouth is open. I'm not a racist, but they're as British as beef in the old school tie. Down the hatch is mud in your eye. British as curry, as British as chips, as British as the Queen Mum launching ships, as British as the flag, as the Daily Rag, as the BBC in black and white, as British as Pepe, and as anything you say may be taken down, read him his rights, as British as cricket and the old cream tea, as British as sucking up to royalty, as British as butchering his white and peasant land. It's the only language they understand. Land of hope.